Bridget, Bridgette Dorsey, Dorsey, 11/26/62. Today is 12/20/24. This is a 62-year-old woman who was seen at adult town daycare for her face-to-face evaluation today, period. She is currently in hospice with history of Parkinsonism. One thing we notice is her shuffling gait, which is worse. She's a high risk of falls. She gets very dizzy. I suspect she probably has autonomic dysfunction related to her Parkinsonism, period. It's hard for her to eat. She has issues with aspiration syndrome and decreased appetite, decreased weight. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's ADL dependent, period. The paragraph, don't put daycare, put down at her residence. Let's put that. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She has one child who doesn't see very much. She has a KPS score of 40%. Decreased appetite, decreased weight is unavoidable. So is frequent falls and high risk of fall because of her Parkinsonism, period. She also suffers from COPD. Wheezing related to aspiration syndrome. Otusat stable today at 94%, but it has been low in the past. The bowel and bladder incontinence is also unavoidable, given her advanced Parkinsonism with a shuffling gait and the pill rolling effect and the tremors that's noted today, which is worsening. Patient had been on medications for Parkinsonism but is no longer able to take them because of her reactions to the medications in the past. Thank you.